Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. You can call on and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Nobody.
And evidently, the government wants to wage war on what it considers to be criminal crypto, whatever that even is supposed to mean. They say that Bitcoin and other virtual currencies are the preferred payment method in darknet markets. And as Rich was saying, you might still be able to find some people who will take Bitcoin in darknet markets, but I imagine the bulk of them have done like ransomware and moved to Monero.
Not really. There's Monero out there, but I would say that Bitcoin is still the most widely used currency on the dark web markets that I have seen, which is not what I would like to be saying that it's Monero. I'd like to be saying that it's something different, but it does seem to be Bitcoin.
People would be using dollars if they could. Like, if you could use your credit card, that wouldn't stop anybody.
Yeah.
They'd certainly use it.
The thing is, they don't have time and energy to go after the buyers on the dark web. They do have time and energy to go after the sellers sometimes, but the sellers are generally overseas, or at least most of the people I've bought from have been overseas.
I don't think that's a statement you want to make on national radio.
Well, I only bought constitutions, of course.
Okay, perfect.
You can buy anything, really.
You can.
Like useful, you know, like anything. Your toilet paper.
I don't know why. I mean, I guess if you could buy toilet paper with Bitcoin, it would be preferable to buying it with USD.
Yeah, there are some websites. Open Bazaar had that still exists. There, I recently learned about a new one, and it's a marketplace. Maybe some people sell some things, some find objectionable, but it's certainly like a kind of an Amazon or whatever sort of online shopping site you go to buy whatever thing you need.
Interesting. So it is common for unlicensed peer-to-peer exchangers to obtain their Bitcoin from selling illicit goods and services. I'm sorry, did I say common?
Yes.
They said, okay. I thought for some reason I said uncommon. So ICE says that it's common for unlicensed peer-to-peer exchangers to obtain their Bitcoin from selling illicit goods and services on darknet markets. Now, presumably, what it thinks those people out there who are selling cryptocurrency on peer-to-peer exchanges are doing is selling drugs or weapons or prostituting themselves or whatever on the darknet and then turning around and selling that cryptocurrency on, like, local bitcoins.
This is a thought crime because, like, if you think about it, you can't really touch the Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or any of it. So it's just an idea, and you're just sending this idea across some other idea. And then they're going to put you in jail for your idea. That's the definition of a thought crime.
It is, for sure.
Because we have to think about that idea, right? Or it's not an idea. We're not thinking about it.
Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies in general are better. I think a lot of these darknet sites would not take cryptocurrency. I mean, would not take credit cards and things like that if they could.
Of course not.
Because credit cards, I mean, despite being traceable and all of that, or more easily traceable, they're very easily reversed. And you can't reverse a Bitcoin transaction.
No, not once you've got one confirmation. You can reverse it till then.
Well, with Bitcoin, maybe.
But yeah.
And if the wallet supports replace by fee.
Right.
But is it even a transaction if it doesn't have confirmations, though?
Well, it is a transaction in that a transaction exists in the mempool. It's just not on the blockchain yet.
Fair enough. Well, once it's in the blockchain, it cannot be reversed without a hard fork, which is what Ethereum did when they had like $80 million worth of Ethereum hacked back in 2016, mm-hmm. I think it was.
Yeah, they just said reboot.
Yeah, they did, and I don't support Ethereum because of that.
Well,
Ethereum Classic came out and was like, no, the code at the time allowed for that to happen. Maybe the code was bad, and you can change the code going forward, but if cryptocurrency is ever going to work, the code has to be law. You can't just retcon it and say, oh, well, that didn't work out, so we're going to change the value of $80 million worth of tokens.
Yeah, if you want hard money, it's hard money for me is one that the rules are really hard to change.
Yeah.
When they jacked those wallets from the Silk Road, though, the government jacked, they stole and auctioned a bunch of Bitcoin. If the miners had gotten together and said, we're going to 51% ourselves and make that Bitcoin turn to dust in the government's hands, then I would have had absolutely no objection to their doing that.
I wouldn't either, but I would stop using their currency because I don't want a cryptocurrency where 51% of the miners are ever going to agree on anything, because they could just as easily say, well, let's just give ourselves 99% of all the Bitcoin out there.
Yeah, this thing works because we believe
in
it.
But of course, if you do that, then you've destroyed the value of your own theft. So
true.
You've got it, but now nobody wants it.
Well, then maybe not 99%. Maybe just a larger chunk of every transaction or whatever.
Yeah,
when 51%, I mean, what we're talking about there is essentially democracy and the 51% being able to unilaterally control whatever happens on the network. And as a freedom person, that makes me nervous. I would avoid any crypto that had that.
It definitely makes me nervous that it could be misused, but at the same time, if they had done that particular thing, I would not have held it against them, because even now I know that 51% could do whatever they want. I don't expect them to destroy the value of their own investments.
I don't know why you don't. The Bitcoin miners that ultimately decide where the programming goes have been doing everything within their power to destroy Bitcoin.
Certainly some have, but a lot of, that's why we've got things like Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they haven't been doing everything in their power, in that if they wanted to, they could do random 51% attacks on the network. They've just not chosen to do that.
I suppose. At any rate, I don't like the idea of 51% of the network being controlled by ultimately a coalition, a union of people who have their own agendas and ideas. And I don't know if cryptocurrency can ever really avoid that possibility.
It would certainly be difficult to avoid. It's always a possibility, because if they want to run a different version of the software, there's no way to stop them. You can't make them continue to provide what you consider to be the correct answers if they want to provide incorrect answers.
And that's literally how we ended up with Bitcoin Cash, was that some of them wanted this answer, some of them wanted another answer.
Yeah, but they didn't agree, and it forked.
Yep.
Now you've got two different chains.
Yeah, but people who were holding a lot of Bitcoin at the time were super happy about it.
That's certainly a consolation prize for somebody.
You get your Bitcoin and your Bitcoin Cash. That's a beautiful thing. I was very pleased.
And then when Bitcoin Cash split into Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SV, same thing happened. Anybody who was holding a large amount of Bitcoin Cash was very happy with the outcome. And Bitcoin SV, as I understand it, Satoshi Vision by Craig Wright.
That's what I hear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He That's what we're referring to there. He's a lunatic, but it's the currency itself seems to still be doing okay.
Yeah, he's either a lunatic or an operative.
I think he's probably just a lunatic. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
and nobody.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Now, the coronavirus, we mentioned earlier, a lot of people are freaking out about it, and I just don't care.
Coronavirus is best if you put a little Lyme disease in it.
Yeah, I was wondering when, if you haven't already, there's got to be a Corona commercial where they're going to reference this virus. Something about just kick back and have a Corona and something about virus. You might die, but drink a beer. You're going to die anyways.
Yeah, well.
Well, having just gotten over the, well, or still getting over it, as you can hear, I'm still a little bit congested, the flu, I would rather have the coronavirus than whatever strain of the flu I just dealt with for almost an entire month.
But did you die?
I'm not going to die of the coronavirus either. It only kills, like, old and very sick people.
Yeah, I heard on a podcast last night that...
well, technically, no matter what disease kills you, you're very sick before you die. So...
Okay, yeah, fair point.
And they referenced what you just said about it selectively killing people. And the podcaster mentioned that it was maybe not a good, not a bad thing that all the old people of the world die because a lot of those people are in the power structure. Obviously, there's more old people than you know that would die, but most of the people who are really controlling things, they're probably the oldest.
From what I've seen, if you're likely to die of pneumonia or the flu, then you're likely to die of the coronavirus. But if you're likely to survive the flu or pneumonia, then you're likely to survive the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's mother, whether man made it or not, is Mother Nature made man, and man made this, so she's like, one way we're going to sort of shake off some excess stuff here, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe it's an answer, a secret answer to the Social Security being insolvent problem.
Maybe.
They're like, hey, we can't pay for all these old people. Let's just kill them with the coronavirus.
Oh, I hope not, but I wouldn't doubt it.
I can definitely see that happening. I can see it being a culling technique.
This is all just randomness too.
Like, might use, huh?
These are all just ideas. I have no proof of this.
I don't believe for a moment that the government is trying to cull old people.
There's no telling, man. These
they might
steal from
government.
The who?
The Chinese government?
Possibly, but not the American government at this point. The American government screwed up, but it's not quite far gone enough to be like, let's just kill all the old people. The Chinese government, sure, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, they kill people to harvest their organs and things like that. The American government, as yet, does not.
At least that we know yet.
Or if they do, they don't admit to it like the Chinese do.
But as fears spread of a wider coronavirus outbreak in the United States, I don't know why. There's been, like, what, 20 reported cases in the United States?
I don't know. Who reports that? Like, news outlets?
Yeah.
Yeah, CDC, which
viruses are
known
interesting,
for their honesty.
Especially outbreaks, because by the time you know that this virus exists and that it's spreading, it's already too late to prevent its spread.
Yeah, because it's got a very long incubation time.
Yeah, well, and that's going to be true of most viruses, though, even if its incubation time is only like 2 days or whatever, or mm-hmm. 1 day. But the time you know that it's there and it's spreading, it's already, you know it's there and it's spreading because it's there and it's spreading.
Right.
You can't really stem that. It's just going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
So fears are spreading of a wider coronavirus outbreak in the U.S., and experts in global health pandemics, as well as some of President Trump's leading political adversaries, contend that the federal government's response may be lacking a key figure, what they call a coronavirus czar, as though they don't know what that word means.
Some other guy to tell us a bunch of people what to do.
Basically, well, a king, a Russian king, who Russian kings were well known for being autocrats. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's derived from the word Caesar, ultimately, that what they want is an appointed, not elected, an appointed dictator who, because of the coronavirus, can just decide things and force everyone to obey. What kind of lunatic wants that?
There are lots of them out there.
Well, that's also where the word dictator comes from. If you look at the government of ancient Rome, that's what they would do when they had an emergency, is they would appoint a dictator and just say, okay, this guy is going to solve the problem, and we're going to let him do whatever he wants to do it.
Yeah, and the last one they did that with was Julius Caesar.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And he became, you know, the lasting dictator that created the Roman Empire.
All I know about Caesar, I know from the play Julius Caesar, and so, you know, there's a limit there, but I'm not sure if he had taken over as dictator or if those who killed him were merely afraid that he would. Become
I'm pretty sure Caesar was
autocrat,
a dictator,
but I don't know. I would have to look up the real history of that.
So this is what they want: the Trump administration to appoint a person, a czar, to implement a real plan to manage the coronavirus, an independent, nonpartisan global health expert with real expertise, said Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Somebody who is a scientist, who knows these issues and can coordinate the myriad of federal agencies to fight and prevent American lives from being lost.
So they talk about where this guy worked before being appointed?
Who?
Whoever, the new czar.
Don't have one yet.
Well, I saw a picture of somebody there that maybe was a possibility. And my point being, good chance that the czar is coming from some probably drug company that may be...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
The
yeah.
current head of Human Health and Human Services Secretary is Alex Azar. He's been leading the Trump administration's coronavirus task force because they've developed a task force to deal with this.
So where did that guy work before he got that job? That's good to know, because there's a good chance. Let's just see.
He is a 52-year-old lawyer and former drug company executive.
I mean, but of course.
Nobody sees this.
No. And it's amazing, isn't it? That it's just flagrantly staring them in the face. That this is just about money. It's about funneling money to drug companies. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing Vice President Mike Pence will lead a task force to monitor and combat the coronavirus. The Vice President reminds everyone.
President Trump's made clear from the first days of this administration we have no higher priority than the safety, security, health, and well-being of the American people. And from the first word of an outbreak of the coronavirus, the President took unprecedented steps to protect the American people from the spread of this disease.
The Milwaukee Police Department says there's no active threat after a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewery. However, officials tweeted the scene is still active and a press conference is set to be held. Police have not confirmed how many people were killed in the shooting, but multiple reports say at least seven are dead. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett confirmed the shooter is among the dead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Nobody.
And do you want to reach more people with the ideas of liberty? Well, do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with the bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection.
Just wash your lips and she can't do a thing with them.
Yeah, of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. I don't have any room left on the back of my car for bumper stickers, but if I did, I would go there and buy some.
You could peel one off. Or put that on top of it.
I was really disappointed. I love all the ones I've got right now.
Put it on the side.
I don't want to do that. I was really disappointed earlier today, though, when I went online to find a Bitcoin lanyard and cannot find one. I can get some custom made, but...
You mean one that's already made? You can just buy an order and it shows up?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You maybe get some custom made and somebody will buy them from you.
I'm too lazy for that. I just want one.
Make sure you call Bitcoin and talk to them about that it's okay to use the name.
Yeah, I'll have to ask Craig
Wright. Call Bitcoin? Does Bitcoin have a phone?
No, but Craig Wright does.
No, there's a number.
And he's Satoshi, so he would know, right?
Craig Wright can nurse on the snotty end of my meat whistle.
And my point was there's like nobody to call and ask for permission, so nobody cares. Do whatever you want.
Well, it's true.
One of the did you happen to see when Derek J met Craig Wright and Craig signed the book and actually wrote in there AKA Satoshi Nakamoto.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a great tweet.
Derek J. Freeman has a book with Craig Wright's signature.
No, he met Craig Wright, and Craig Wright signed the book.
Yeah, a book he has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And wrote in there, Craig Wright, a.k.a. Satoshi. Like, this dude, the level of delusion on this guy is just shocking.
And if you believe that, you'll buy this watch.
Their currency must work because they support it.
Yeah. So coming to us from Coindesk.com, an article brought to us by I don't even remember now.
Chico Crypto on YouTube. It's a guy I follow that gets some pretty good information.
Now, Chainalysis, because of how blockchain technology works, and Bitcoin in particular, all of these transactions ever made are publicly viewable and scrutinizable. If you may not be able to view all of the transactions sent from a specific wallet, but you can view everything sent to that wallet. And if you have enough time, you can, trace the Bitcoin all the way back to the Genesis block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's enough information there, and apparently there's enough computer power to pull in all these different factors and then make a decision about, like, okay, that was you that sent all that Bitcoin.
And one of the companies that does this investigating of the blockchain is called Chainalysis. And they have a lot of contracts with the federal government, it would seem, including the DEA, the FBI, ICE, the IRS, and the SEC, and, of course, the TSA. Their biggest contributing government agencies are the IRS and the FBI. No surprise to find the IRS being the biggest contributor. To the tune of $1.6 million last year, evidently.
And that's not a lot of money, so that kind of makes me think that, one, this program is exceptionally good, which is probably not the case.
Chainalysis is a private company, so they are probably pretty good at what they do.
Right, but those numbers are not big for government contracts.
That's
and
true.
I mean, a room full of people or access to a program that is really that good, it's only $1 million. What little I know, the people that have Bitcoin knowledge, they're happy to give it, but they're really, really smart people. I mean, they're not going to want to deal with this.
No, I wouldn't want the money from the government anyway.
I think that's why they're hard-pressed to really do much. So I think the numbers are low here, so maybe they're just picking the easy stuff, like people who are moving Bitcoin from exchanges where they have to know their person and they have to give them all sorts of identification.
Could be. Well, it all started with a $9,000 data software contract for the FBI in 2015. Evidently, that was the year in which Chainalysis wrote some software for the FBI, which I don't know about anybody else out there, but I don't like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that contract.
But just 5 years later, Chainalysis is now the cryptocurrency tracing equivalent of Palantir, the data analytics company flush with lucrative government software contracts. Chainalysis is, as of right now, doing millions of dollars worth of business each year with the U.S. government, dwarfing its competitors in the young industry of blockchain surveillance. The company is by far Uncle Sam's leading crypto analysis contractor by spending and has become the go-to firm for 10 federal agencies, departments, and bureaus.
First to the trough.
Yeah. In short, the feds want to catch up on and make sense of the tangled transactional web of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to stop, quote, all sorts of crimes, and they'll spend big to do it. Although, as Gray pointed out, $1.6 million really isn't very big spending for the federal government. I mean, they spend four times that much to build a crappy bathroom in a park in New York, you know?
Yeah.
I imagine that the debt number, whatever that many trillions of whatever dollars it is now.
23 trillion.
I imagine it goes up in, like, every second probably goes up a million or something. So whatever the number is, this is nothing.
Federal agencies have, you can go to debtclock.org and, like, watch it trace up in real time. It's a fun experience, a terrifying experience when you think about the fact that, you know, this is destroying the money that people live by.
Mm.
But yeah, you can go to,
which is, you know, a best reason to get out of the dollar.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But federal agencies have spent at least $10 million in American tax dollars on Chainalysis tools, What's interesting is that they haven't spent any of Americans' Bitcoin on these tools, services, and training since 2015, when Chainalysis was founded, according to 82 records of federal procurement contracts reviewed by CoinDesk.
I think they sell all that because I've heard it, and it makes sense to me that if they hang on to the Bitcoin, like in hopes it might go up, because, hey, it just happens to go up most of the time, that would legitimize the thing they're saying is illegitimate because now they believe in it.
Mm. Could be.
They tend to fire sell all that stuff pretty quickly.
Yeah, they auction it, I think.
Yeah, so I think by
sounds
holding,
like a good way to acquire crypto, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how that works, but they have the guns. They do what they want.
Yeah. Counting contracts with possible extensions, the company stands to take in more than $14 million. No competing firms' federal contracts match Chainalysis, and none are as prevalent across agencies. CipherTrace, led by CEO David Jevons, has made about $6 million through mostly research and development contracts. And Elliptic, a British firm, has had only one contract worth $2,450 with the IRS. That poor company.
$1,000 company?
Yeah.
Contract?
Yeah.
Wow.
These are the early days. I imagine those numbers go up.
I can't imagine even like negotiating with the federal government for that kind of money because it's like, you know, you need a dozen lawyers to deal with these idiots.
My local town charges like that much, is charged that much a month by their software system that runs the town. So it's not a big contract.
That is not even worth mentioning. You know,
they mentioned it. But it's a good show. You know, there's people out there that don't really care about it. And they're just, you know, they're coming to that trough and they're going to lap up all that good stolen money.
They are. And, you know, I guess it says something that the IRS is willing to pay $2,400 to some random British company for cryptocurrency. But at the same time, if they're just now to the point where they're spending $2,000 on this, then we have a really long time before they're able to do anything about crypto.
Amen.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Nobody.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, so no one is in charge, which means everyone is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV, site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, though, let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Once more, that's forkfest.party. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
I look forward to it every year, but this year in particular, I think it's going to be the best yet.
What about it? What do you think that is? What are you excited to be there for? Other than the obvious, but one specific thing, maybe.
It's relaxation, I guess.
It's definitely quiet there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's peaceful, serene. It's a really pretty area.
Yeah, right in the side of the mountain, looking at more mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when I lived outside New Hampshire, it was like my gulch period, where it's like I could go and I could interact with people who, you know, recognize reality, you know, people who weren't trying to solve problems with government. And that's just good for my mental health.
Yeah, I certainly agree. I like being there. It just seemed like it'd be a really cool place to live. I could find some way to live there and, like, you know, sort of sustain myself and my family, and I'd certainly try it for a bit.
Yeah, there's been talk about buying that campground, and it would be a great, you know, free stater colony, I think.
See, when people start talking like that, I start separating myself from the discussion.
Well,
I don't want to partake in a commune or a colony or any of that. I mean,
maybe.
Okay. You're in a town, which is a colony. You know,
it's not a colony.
Well, I mean,
there's no colonial power overseeing us.
Some kind of power.
Sure, but it's
I think any group of guns. People growing, living together is technically a colony. But no, I didn't say let's turn it into a commune.
I know, but I've heard so many people throw the word commune around in regard to.
I don't even know what that means, really.
Generally,
it just sounds culty.
A commune would be something where the. In my view, where the property was commonly held, that doesn't make sense to me. But a mobile home park makes perfect sense to me.
I don't mind some person or entity owning it that I can call and get some service from. You know, if my toilet stopped, hey, I want you to come fix it, or the power went out, or whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to have to convince the majority of my neighbors that it's a good idea to fix my toilet, because the majority of my neighbors don't care.
So getting back to the story about Chainalysis, their contracts open a small but prescient window into the federal government's relationship with the cryptocurrencies that some use to evade detection. I don't think they know what cryptocurrency is or how it works.
No, they pay a company for that, and it doesn't look like they're paying them very much. So,
Bitcoin is a pseudonymous system. Yeah, I hate that word so much.
Kind of anonymous, but maybe not so. Who knows?
Why not just say pseudo-anonymous? I mean, it would be so much easier to look at and pronounce.
Kinda.
With inherent traceability, a network moving billions of dollars in value on a public ledger that anyone can track.
Like $730 billion last year in transactions. That was a number I heard also from this YouTuber.
Wow.
That's like more than MasterCard and other places. I can find that article too, but it speaks to the volume of the thing that nobody, you know, they don't believe in. Some of us believe in it.
Yeah. And although Chainalysis data shows only 1.1% of Bitcoin transactions were illicit in 2019, that proportion is growing and is up 180% over the year before. So in 2018, something like 0.3% or 0.4% of Bitcoin transactions were illicit. In 2019, it got all the way up to 1%.
Well, how does anybody know?
We got to get those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
But, I mean, that's just proof from this agency that is bending over backwards to work for the federal government, evidently. And they're coming out saying, 99% of Bitcoin transactions are not illicit. Or 98.9%, rather.
Yeah, government money is fiat money is easy money.
But you can't do cocaine with a rolled up Bitcoin.
I don't think anybody has. Maybe the gold back people will create a Bitcoin gold back and put.
Well,
some,
you could probably use a gold back.
Yeah, they could serialize the gold backs like the cassatious coins were.
You could print out a paper wallet and snort cocaine through that.
That's
if you
true,
wanted
but...
to.
Stick with the gold back. It might not break down as bad.
That is true. I've never tried to roll one up though.
But you just also try to roll up a gold back.
It rolls perfectly, I'm sure.
Do you have any cocaine?
You don't need the cocaine to roll a gold back.
Well, that's true. Okay.
But it would be...
Just for the sake of science, let's just see whether or not it's even possible. It looks like it would be, but it would probably not be super good for the bill.
And for those who don't know what the gold back is, it's a really piece of pretty technology that has real gold in it that is pretty durable. It's in the shape of a little... almost like a dollar, depending on the size of the gold back. And I carried one in my wallet for quite a bit, and doesn't really care. It just is probably more durable than the other thing, and it's certainly a lot prettier.
Oh, it's definitely more durable than the USD, which is just paper. I mean, this is...
Yeah, and this is a privately made thing, which is more durable than the USD.
Yeah. Plus, it has actual gold in it.
That is the understanding.
Now, I saw someone post on Facebook, because you can get one of these for free on some website. I don't know what, and I don't really care, but you can get one for free. One of my friends posted on Facebook, because I talk about them fairly often. He's like, hey, I got my free one, blah, 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 blah. I feel so rich, being sarcastic. I was like, well, to be fair,
you are richer holding that than you would be holding an entire stack of $100 bills printed by the U.S. government.
Yeah, it's a good chance at some point that big stack of $100 bills ain't going to get you a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah. The only thing keeping you wealthy when you're holding USD is that other people will take it.
Yes, yeah, an idea.
Although if you did have a stack of $100 bills, I'm sure the goldbacks people would trade you more than one goldback.
At present,
so,
yes.
At present. Now, so I don't know. I see goldbacks as it's a way of actually holding the value of my money instead of, you know, having, again, dollars that are going to deteriorate every single year. People say minimum wage hasn't changed in X number of years. And I'm like, why should minimum wage have to change? Why should the money be getting less valuable over time anyway?
Yeah. I think an economic collapse of the United States government is ultimately inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes the full distance into a full economic collapse, cryptocurrency is going to essentially be worthless for a while because no one's going to have electricity. And in that scenario, the goldbacks become very, 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 very valuable.
Certainly during a net outage, you know, you can't use crypto.
Not completely true.
Yeah, can use ham radios and stuff like that. It's been done, but it's...
Apparently there's a project where you can attach a satellite dish and you can synchronize the blockchain. So, you know, you could theoretically send transactions over the satellite network.
Mm-hmm. But you still have to have electricity.
Which is easily attainable. Which has to be actually set up somewhere where you can get to it. Having seen something in a catalog doesn't give you or on the net doesn't give you the ability to use that thing unless you actually have it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that.
You're gonna do it?
Yeah, there's no reason not to.
Cool. Let us know how it goes. I would still rather just, you know, have some gold back set aside in the event of something like
do
that.
Do it all.
Yeah. Yeah, any way that we can take power from the state, and you can do that by using free money.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.